But not to worry, because I will clean up the line, and you should have a very good clear line for you to listen to, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
Now, before we get started, I have the time here exactly at 9:30, and before we do start, I'd like to just leave it a couple of minutes to really find out who's on tonight's call. So please, let's just go around the room, call out your first name and where you're from, and I'd just like to find out who's on the call tonight.
My name is Kaya, and I'm from Redwood City, California.
Well, good evening, California. Did you bring the Echo with you?
No, I did not. It was already there to greet me.
Okay. You're excused.
Cara Harmon, New York City.
Hey, New York City.
Hi, Alabama.
Carmen Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hey, Carmen. How you doing?
You're okay.
Good.
Wendy from Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
Hey, Wendy.
Marianne from New Hampshire.
Hey, Marianne.
Vicki from Michigan.
Hey, Vicki.
Did you hear Anthony from Alabama?
Suzanne from North Carolina.
Evelyn from New York.
Ella from New Jersey.
Nancy from Los Angeles.
Wow, it sounds like we're in a church hall, doesn't it? We got a big echo. Well, guys, listen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to look for a volunteer. I'm going to pick a volunteer. But before I do this, and then I'm going to explain how the call works, I always like to ask a lady first because my mum in England brought me up very well. She said ladies first. So I'm going to throw this out to a couple of ladies first. And before I do that, let me tell you what I'm looking for. And if you're that person, put your hand up. I'm looking for somebody that's been in business. Now, if any of you are bored on that static or you're on a cell phone, let's say somebody's on a cell phone, please hit star six. Hit star six if you're on a cell phone. That's great. Thank you. I think we got rid of that. Now, what I'm looking for is a lady that's been in the Young Living business here for anywhere from about a year to 3 years. You're very passionate about what you have, but a little bit frustrated sometimes in how to chat to people, connect with people. And I heard a couple of ladies' names. One was, I think, Vicki from Michigan, one from Wendy, a lady named of Wendy, and Heather from Phoenix. If any of you ladies are out there and would like to volunteer and work with me tonight, please say, hey, Carl, that's me. And you can all shout at once. Do I have a volunteer out there? Don't be shy. Okay, if you don't volunteer, I'm going to pick one of you, ladies.
Anybody can volunteer?
Lady, anybody. Was that what was your name, ma'am?
I'm Kaya.
Kaya?
Yes, Kaya from California.
Okay, Kaya, let me ask you, how long have you been in your Young Living business?
About 18 months.
18 months. Wonderful. That'll work. Well, Kaya, let me ask you before we get started to, you got a pen and paper there?
Yes, sir.
Now, are you on a landline or a cell phone?
Landline.
Okay, let me give you a number that you would call in on so you and I can have a clear line, okay?
Okay.
It would be 212.
212. 990.
8024. And then you would be asked for a code number, and you would put in 8305-POUND.
8375?
No, 8305-POUND.
Okay.
And even if I'm talking, just drop off the line now, come back in, and even if I'm talking, say, Carl, I'm back, and as soon as you're back, we'll start the work, Kaya.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll be waiting for you. Well, Wendy and Vicki and Heather, you was all chicken.
No, I'm Wendy.
Yes?
I'm brand new.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm only joking with you anyway, so not a problem. But thank you for letting me know that you was brand new, Wendy. Now, guys, as soon as Kaya is back, I'm going to explain to you how the call's going to work tonight. But hopefully we'll learn a few things tonight, and hopefully we'll have a little bit of fun doing it as well. And as I say, I will explain to you the call. It sounds like Kaya's been in business for about 18 months, so she's probably going to have some experience, but some areas to work on as well here.
Okay.
But let me ask you, is everybody out here on the call tonight in Young Living?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I turned up on the right call then. And that was a joke, guys. Now, is Kaya, are you out there?
I'm back.
Wonderful. Let me do this. I'm just going to mute the lines out, and hopefully you guys will have a clear line. Okay. Kaya, can you hear me?
Beautifully.
Wonderful. Good. Now, what I'd like to do is just make sure that everybody can hear you okay. So please just say good evening, Carl.
Good evening, Carl.
Okay, let's make sure everybody can hear us okay. Guys, can you hear both myself and Kaya okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful, good. Okay. Well, first of all, Kaya, I would like to say this. Thank you very much for putting your hand up to volunteer. I thank you for helping me out here, okay?
Oh, thank you.
And I am going to say this to you. Please relax tonight. Don't take too many notes. I'll tell you when to take notes. What I'd like you to do, because you're going to personally work with me, is just focus on doing the work with me. But please relax, because I'm going to do most of the work, so you're not really going to be under pressure here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, coaching itself is normally a very, very personal situation. There's not normally anybody listening. But tonight we've got a couple of people listening to us. So may I have permission to ask you some questions tonight?
Yes.
Good, wonderful. Now, let me explain to you and everybody on the call here how the call's going to probably lay out and work for us tonight. So the first thing I'm going to look to try and do here tonight is to try and work on what I call the correct thinking, looking to try and change possibly the way you're thinking about approaching your business. Then we're going to look to try and put a language formula together, a language formula that really helps us talk to people without being rejected. Then we're going to take this new way of thinking, this new language formula, and try and put it into everyday life situations to really try and create prospects out of thin air without you really getting rejected by people or being pushy or salesy or aggressive. How does that sound, Kaya?
That sounds awesome.
Okay. Now, that's my job. Your job is to have some fun and be a very coachable lady. So let's get to work, okay?
Okay.
Now, for you, first of all, I've got to ask you, where's that name from? It's a lovely name. Where's it from?
It's Hungarian.
Hungarian. Okay, well, that's a beautiful name. So, Kaya, you've been in your business about 18 months.
Yes.
And are you doing this on a part-time or a full-time basis?
Part-time.
Part-time, okay. And eventually, would you like to go full-time or would you like to keep it? You would, okay.
I think so, yeah.
Excellent. Now, when do you feel you'd like to go full-time?
I don't know. That's a difficult question. I have a profession that I'm currently working in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to feel a bit burnt out, but mm-hmm. I'm feeling very excited about Young Living.
Excellent. Well, if we looked at somewhat down the line in the future of you being able to transition into this full-time comfortably, how much would you need to be making on a monthly basis to allow you to have that comfortable transition into a full-time Young Living income business?
Well, what I'd like to be making,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. I being the limit and all. Well,
absolutely. You tell me what you'd like.
I mean, I'd like to be able to be making about $6,000 a month in order to transition out of what I'm doing now.
Okay. So if we're looking for $6,000 a month to do that, for you, basically, knowing that you've been around the business at the moment for 18 months, what really has been frustrating for you, holding you back from getting towards that $6,000 a month? What problems, what frustrating areas of your business do you come across?
I think one of the things that happens is I exhaust myself. I somehow don't know how to not give every piece of my energy away when I'm sharing the products, that I'm so burnt out by the end of the day or by the end of the week that my head says, gosh, maybe you're barking up the wrong tree here.
Mm. Okay, let's see if we can help you here, because that sounds to me like you've got a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and I want you to keep that passion and energy, but I'd like you to channel it.
Okay.
Because if we can channel that energy and passion for you, you're not going to be so exhausted, okay?
That's great.
Now, I'm going to ask you, I know Young Living is a pretty unique company, and I know you're under the umbrella of wellness and nutrition and so forth, but you tell me, what do you focus on primarily from your range of products? What do you feel is like your flagship products? What do you promote mostly, Kia?
Gosh, kind of a lot of different things. Definitely the oils,
mm-hmm.
and the personal care items, because I have a hair salon.
Okay.
So I have my own beauty business, but Yeah, so, you know, this the hair care, the skin care, okay, and the essential oils, and it's kind of a neat situation because I really get to share the products and the oils with all my clients. So I, you know, am exposed to quite a number of people.
Okay, okay. So pretty much we're looking at here, we're looking at the oils, the skincare, and the nutrition all together, correct?
Yeah, and, oh yes, and of course the ninja red juice too. Well, you know, so yeah, I guess all of it.
Okay, all right, all right. Well, listen, let's do this then. And if we are working, and let's say I'm going to create a scenario here for you, really because I want to see where your thinking goes here, because I want you to be a little bit more, how can I say here, not so tired doing your business.
Okay.
So let's say maybe I came into your salon and maybe we was chatting and so forth, and you tell me, you say, you know, listen, Carl, I've started a new business here and so forth, and we get chatting that you're in the wellness business. And let's say I turned around to you and I said something like this. I said, well, listen, you know, Kaya, me and my wife, we're already using skincare at the moment. You know, we pretty much buy our Lancome products from the mall. Why would we consider changing and using this product? What's so special about what you have? What would you say to me, do you think?
I would say, well, look at me. Because I do use all the products that I talk about.
Uh-huh.
You know, which is good because I have firsthand experience. I would give them samples.
Okay.
I would give them the brochure.
Okay.
And show them the before and after photos.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you for a minute. Now, let me just look at what we're doing here. I've said to you, you know, I'm already using some skincare products at the moment. Why would I consider using yours? What's so good about yours? And you've told me, well, look at you. You know, this is what I do. I'm pretty much the product of the product. Have some samples. Look at a brochure. And pretty much you could really tell them about how you feel, and you could really start to become very passionate there, couldn't you?
Yes.
Now, my question before I examine this, before I study what you're doing here, is this. When we are talking to a prospect, who really should be the most important person in the conversation, us or them? Who do you think?
Oh, them.
Them. Now, that's pretty interesting. You immediately knew that. You immediately said them. But when you tell me to look at you, when you tell me about how you feel on the products, when you tell me about looking at the brochure, is that really all about the prospect or about your thinking and your opinion?
Oh, it's about me then. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, even though you know the conversation should be about the prospect, because you're so passionate about what you have, you immediately start explaining what you have and why you think it's so good. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, forget about you being in Young Living just for 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
And if you started to watch the TV and flip around on TV channels, you'd find lots of commercials. And there would be lots of commercials about skincare, health, nutrition, wellness. And all of those commercials would tell us that their product is the best because of this, this, and this, because of this ingredient, because we've been in business longer. And if I go to the mall shopping, the girl selling me Lancome skincare is going to tell me theirs is the best.
Correct.
So if you're not in Young Living for 5 minutes here and you heard what Kaya said, would it sound unique and different, or would it sound just like everything else?
Oh, my God. You're so right. It just sounds like the rest of it.
Now, you have, with Young Living, a very, very unique product line, unique research and development behind it. But without realizing it, you've made it sound to the average person who knows no better, just like everything else, a commercial. Does that make sense to you, Kaya?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
Why we sometimes get exhausted is because you're giving so much before you really know what the person wants or needs themselves, and you're having to give so much because the person's shutting down because they think they've heard it all before. Does it sound like I've been sitting on your shoulder?
Oh, my God. This is great. Yeah.
Now, to help you out here, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to be careful how I say this because I want you to hear this in a very, very nice way. Forget about your passion at the moment.
Okay.
Forget about your passion at the moment. Let's work with logic. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the first thing that we need to do is get our thinking straight. It's irrelevant what you have. It's irrelevant what you think about you have. It's irrelevant how good your product is. When talking to a prospect, the only thing that's relevant is what does the prospect need and want? Our thinking should be about them, not about us. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Now, to help us keep our emotion in check, allowing us not to be so exhausted with all this kind of like emotion we're giving out, I'm going to give you four logical language steps to follow.
Okay.
Step number one is interest. So you can write this down. Number one, interest.
Okay.
Number two, qualify.
Okay.
Number three, close. And number four, presentation.
Okay.
Now, if you look at these four steps, interest, qualify, close, presentation. When you start telling me about you being the product of the product, you start showing me or giving me samples or telling me about your product, which one of those steps are you doing?
Presentation.
Yeah, you're making the presentation.
Yeah.
And this is the mistake a lot of people make too much, too quickly. And the reason why they do it is not because they're trying to sell things, no. The reason why they do it, Kaya, is because they're so passionate about what they have, they immediately throw out too much information too quickly. And if you think about this, why in the world would you make a presentation to somebody before you really know what they want, what they need, and what they're prepared to commit to? Does this make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Brilliant.
Now, I'm going to walk through this with you. Now, I will say to you, Kaya, and everybody on the call here, at the end of this call, I'm going to look to try and leave about 10 minutes here for some questions and answers. So if anybody doesn't quite catch everything with notes, I'll be more than happy to review something. So I know I have a quick English accent, but if anybody misses anything, I'll be happy to take some questions afterwards, so not a problem. Now, I'm going to walk through these four steps with you, and I'm going to hopefully show you how to do this, but I think that you're already on track here, and I think you're going to get this before I even finish. But if you and I was talking, and we'd have, you know, changed the roles over, if you would have turned around to me and said, well, Carl, you know, I'm already using some skincare at the moment. Why would I consider using what you have? What's so good? What's so special about what you have? This would have been my reaction to you. I would have said, well, if you're already using skincare at the moment, how's that working out for you? Generally, are you happy with what you're using? Are you getting the results you say you wish for? See, all I'm going to do with that situation is I'm not going to create a confrontational situation where I have to present. All I'm going to do is create a conversation by asking a question. And there's only two things that can happen here. Number one, the person is going to turn around and say something like, well, actually, I do like my skincare. I've been using it for years. I think my skin looks beautiful, and I feel like I look and feel 10 years younger. Now, if somebody said that to you, Kaya, would you really try and convince them that they're wrong?
No.
No, of course not. That would be, you know, pretty foolish and disrespectful, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
So because you've asked a question and not jumped into a presentation, you clearly know whether you have a prospect or not, and you can respect them.
Oh, that is so cool.
Now, the beautiful part about it is it can only go in two directions. Number one is what we've just heard there, or number two, because the person doesn't feel threatened by you, they may turn around and they may actually tell you how they feel. They may turn around and say, well, I've been using skincare for a while, and the lady at the mall said it's a good range. But I don't know. I just keep noticing these, you know, pimples appearing on my skin, and I've certainly noticed, you know, a few fine lines. Why, do you have something for aging? Bingo. We just got a little bit of interest from the prospect because they did not feel threatened, and it was just a conversation. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's brilliant. I love it.
Now,
a whole different approach completely.
Absolutely. And you know what's really powerful, I think, about this? Is you guys are unique with what you do. There's no other Young Living out there, Essential Oils. It's just you guys.
Right.
So why do you want to sound like everybody else?
Yeah, because it's not like any other product.
Exactly. So if you change your language so you don't sound like the TV commercials, if you actually start to work around what the prospect wants, the prospect's going to see not only your company is different, but they're going to see you and they're going to listen more. So let's get the unique style of approach with the unique products you've got. This way is why I think it could be so powerful here for you. Now, let's move on to the next bit here. If somebody would have said to you before you heard me, now I know it's going to be hard because you've got a lot of thoughts going around in your mind, but before you heard me tonight, if somebody would have said to you, well, you know, what do you have for, you know, what do you have for the aging process then? What do you have for fine lines? What would you have said to somebody, do you think?
I would tell them about ARC skincare.
Okay. And if you start telling them about your skincare, what one of those steps are you now doing again?
I'm doing a presentation again.
You got it. You've been sucked into selling again.
Yep.
So what we've got to do here is we've got to learn that we've got some interest because they've asked us a question. So now we've got to qualify them. And this is how I would qualify you. If you said to me, well, what do you have for aging then? I would just say, why? Are you concerned with aging yourself? Where is it that you've started noticing the effects? How long's that been going on like that? Is there any other areas of your skin that you've been concerned with, or is it just that? Why do you think I'm asking you questions now instead of getting my brochure out or getting my samples out?
Well, then you can find out the needs of the prospect.
Doesn't that make sense?
It makes incredible sense.
I mean, this is the thing that we sometimes forget. It's not about us selling our product. It's about us finding the need of the prospect. Because we have a product that they can benefit from, so we shouldn't be working so hard to sell it. We should be working harder to find out what they need and want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to get too sophisticated on this call today because, you know, I may give a lot of information here and I don't want to overwhelm some people, but when I ask these qualifying questions, there is a couple of reasons why I ask this as well. Number one, I want to find your need, but I also want to find out how strong a prospect I have. And let's think about this. If I would have said to you, why are you concerned about the aging process yourself? If you would have said this to me, no, not really. I just wondered what you had. Would that sound like a strong prospect?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no. But if I would have said to you, why are you concerned about the aging process yourself? Oh, absolutely. I don't want to get old before my time. I want to stay young. Bingo. We've got someone who's being a little bit more positive to being a prospect.
Okay.
If, you know, if I say to you, you know, where have you noticed the effects of aging started? No, not really. You know, I just noticed a couple of spots. Not very strong. But if somebody said, well, I've noticed these creases under my eyes and this little area here. Now this is what we call buy-in signals.
Yeah.
So you don't have to push or convince. The prospect, if you're listening, is already telling you what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes we get exhausted because we spend so much time convincing people and they never are prepared to help themselves. We've all experienced these types of people that tell us what they want, but then they're not prepared to do anything about it, haven't we?
Yes.
And that wastes a lot of time and energy of yourself and of your downline. So I have learned to use what we call a closing question before a presentation. Now, it looks pretty weird to see a close before a presentation, doesn't it?
Well, no, actually, I can see what you're getting at.
You can now, but I bet you couldn't an hour ago.
No, I could not. I was not thinking. I was thinking out of order.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, what I'm going to say to you now here is this. Now seems very logical, because all I would say to you would be this. I would just turn around and I would say, well, you know, if I'm hearing you correctly, ma'am, you're telling me that you've been using a range of skincare for the last 2 or 3 years, and even though you've enjoyed that skincare, you've noticed a few fine lines appearing, and you don't think your skincare is reducing that. Is that what I'm hearing? She'd have to say yes, because that's what you told me.
Right. Okay.
Well, ma'am, if you felt that I had a range of products here that did meet with your needs and your satisfaction, would you use these products on a regular basis if they could give you the results you say you wish for? How non-threatening and simple is that?
Wow, that's great.
Now, what do you think that person's going to say to you? No or yes at that stage after just telling you how much they want to change their problem?
Oh, they're going to say yes. Let's try.
And the thing about it is this. They're saying yes, and I haven't told them all about the research and Dr. Young yet. I haven't told them about my personal testimony. I haven't told them how many years we've been in business. I haven't told them about any of that information. So why do you think they're so happy to say yes before I've even made a presentation?
Well, because you just haven't bombarded the hell out of them.
Absolutely.
I think that's why I'm so darn tired.
I think that could be true.
Yeah.
Because you're wasting so much energy trying to convince people or sell to people when really this should be a simple process, because now I make my presentation to somebody because I don't present the whole range of products. I don't present the oils, the personal care, the juice, the nutrition. I don't present everything. I present what is specific to that person, their need and their want. And because I provided the product they need, not bombarded them with everything, because I provide good care and follow-up with them, now I expose them to the rest of the products once they've become happy and satisfied and got results with what they was first looking for.
Okay.
This is how I get a customer, not just for 1 week or 1 month, but I get a customer that starts to use one of my products, three of my products, six of my products, and then becomes a distributor. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty cool?
That's way cool.
Now, before we move on, let me just get a little summary here because I want to make sure. I think you've got this totally. But you tell me, what are you hearing here? Knowing that you're looking to make $6,000 a month here, and you have got a little bit tired and exhausted trying to do this, what have you found about this very brief little change of thinking and language formula that could be helpful for you?
Oh, well, immediately, just to be a better listener and find out what the client is interested in, if anything, you know, be it skincare or, you know, if they have an ache or a pain or whatever, and just discuss that with them as opposed to, you know, telling them my personal testimonials. And I have so many of them, I get so excited, I do end up giving out way too much information, and I think I must be overwhelming people.
Yeah, one of the real ways to understand and know that you're giving out too much information, Kaya, is this. Is a lot of people will say, oh, that sounds wonderful, this sounds great, and you look fabulous. Listen, do you have a card? Let me get back to you on that. When they want to go away and think about things, when they want to go away and get back to you on things, you've bombarded them.
Yeah.
You've totally, totally overwhelmed them. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Now, let's do this. Let's do a little bit of work in the real world. And I'm going to try and take this type of concept that we're working on, this type of thinking and language formula, and try and put it in the real world. And I'm going to create a couple of simple scenarios here for us to work on. Now, I want you to look at the scenarios, but more importantly, I want you to try and think of conceptually what we're doing here, because once you get this style and this idea, you'll transfer it anywhere, okay? Now, if you and I bumped into each other before you listened to this call tonight, okay, and I bumped into you, and I hadn't seen you for a while, Kaya, and I said to you, I said, hey, listen, I haven't seen you for a while. How you doing? What's going on lately? What have you been doing? What would you have said to me before you heard this call tonight, do you think?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I probably would have done a presentation.
Give me a little brief glimpse of that. I can hang on to my seat. Go on.
Wow. Well, you know, as you can see, I've lost a lot of weight, and I'm using these wonderful products, and my skin looks great, and I just got back from Oregon, and the family up there wanted to know if I had some work done at the end.
All right, stop. Okay.
Now, that's me.
Now I'm going to challenge you to do this. Get on the, watch TV tonight, 11:30, 12 o'clock, I don't know, that late night TV.
Okay.
And you surf around the channels, and you're going to see yourself on TV.
Oh, my God.
You're going to see an actor come on TV. You're going to see, you know, somebody come on and saying, hey, we've got this awesome range of products, and I've lost X amount of pounds. I've never felt so good before. And if you order now, within the next 30 minutes, we'll give you 4 free bottles. We'll pay the shit. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that no one can see me. I am so red in the face right now.
Don't be silly. Don't be silly. There's an old saying in life, Kaya, and it is, you don't know what you don't know.
That's right.
And and they also say the student appear when, no, what's it, the student appears when the teacher's there? What, I don't know. You know the saying, I mean.
The student is ready.
There you go. Thank you. You helped me. Well, let's look at this. Let's take a look at how we basically can deal with that situation in a better way. But the first thing I'm going to say is this. When I'm talking to somebody like this, I'm looking to create in my mind what I call tennis match conversations. I'm looking to try and create a conversation that bounces backwards and forwards. If you've ever seen or played the game of tennis, you knock a ball over the net, you knock it backwards and forwards. That's how the game goes.
Okay.
So I'm looking to create in my prospect's mind a game of tennis. I say something, which gets them to say something back. I want to keep the conversation going. That makes sense?
Yes.
Now, if you'd have bumped into me and you'd have said, hey, Carl, I haven't seen you for a while. What you been up to? What have you doing? I'd say something like this. I may say, hey, things have been going well for me. I've put a little bit of time and energy into a new business, and it looks like I'm going to be able to get the kids through college. That may be it. Or I may turn around and say, yeah, things have been going well for me lately. I've just put a business together to really take better care of my retirement income. Or I may say, yeah, things have been going well for me. I've put a business together recently to allow my wife to get out of a full-time job. Things have been going very well. See, 2 or 3 little comments like this to allow some curiosity to arise, but without you making a presentation. Does that make sense? You still there, Kaya? Did I lose you? Guys, are the rest of you there? Okay, let me see if you're up there. Kaya, are you there? Okay, Kaya, are you there? All right, looks like we've lost Kaya for a minute. She may have had a down line. So let me try and do this. I'll work the call a little bit and see if Kaya comes back. Now, I'm going to open this line. Guys, did that make sense to you about that opening line?
Yes.
Good. Wonderful. Now, if somebody would have turned around at that stage and they would have turned around to me and possibly said, well, what do you mean by that? What are you doing exactly? How are you getting through college? Or if they would have said, what do you mean about a retirement income? Now I've created
hello?
Hello, Kaya?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Disconnected.
Well, no problem. You're back with us. So let me look.
I got as far as the tennis match conversation, and then everything went away.
Well, let me reconnect you. All right, let us catch up here. We've got everybody else on the line, so we'll make sure we've got you okay. So let me run through this for you. We're looking to create a tennis match conversation here. Something will get somebody interested. A little bit of curiosity. So if somebody would have said to me, well, Carl, you know, what are you doing exactly lately? I haven't seen you for a while. I may say something like, well, things have been going well lately. I've just put a business together to help me put the kids through college and stop. Or I may say, yeah, things have been going well lately. I've started to focus more on my business to get my wife out of her full-time job. Or I may say, yeah, things have been going well lately. I've just started a business that will allow me to take better care of my retirement and stop.
Excellent.
See, just a couple of different ways to just pique a little bit of curiosity. Now, understand something. There's only 2 things that can happen here. Number one, that person's going to turn around and go, oh, really? And talk about whatever they want to. If they do that, what does that tell you?
Not interested.
You got it. Not interested in listening to you at all about anything about what they want to talk about. So you talk about them, and you go back to them another day. But do not charge forward like a bull and get rejected and then never be able to go back to them. But because they're not hearing a presentation from you, there's a good strong possibility that they may turn around and say to you, what do you mean about putting the kids through college? What do you mean about getting your wife home from work? They're going to ask a question. They're going to say, what are you doing exactly? Now, we have created this tennis match conversation. They've now bounced a question back to you. Now, again, before you heard this call tonight, if somebody would have said to you, well, Kaya, what are you doing exactly? What type of business are you doing? How would you describe your new business? What would you have said?
Oh, my God. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start. There's so much, and I'd want to tell them everything. Not good.
Not good. And you've probably experienced that glazed eye look over somebody,
yeah.
That deer in the headlight look.
Yep.
You've probably experienced that, haven't you?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Now, remember, in life, who can benefit from your Young Living products, business, or opportunity? Who can benefit?
Everyone.
So if everyone can benefit, stop working so hard to impress them. Stop working so hard to convince them. Just allow them to see a problem in their life. If they see a problem in their life and they need what you have, then there's more chance that they'll want what you have as a solution.
Okay.
See, instead of you telling someone, we've got to create a picture. So how do I do this? Very simple, just with language. Somebody says to me, well, what do you do? What do you have? I may say something like this. I may say, well, Kaya, would you agree with me? Most people today have a lot of aches and pains in their life. They need more energy and generally wish to improve their health or income. You've got to say yes, because that's life.
Right.
You go, well, yeah. Well, all I'm going to say is, well, that's what I'm doing. I've put a company together that allows people to get those results and income if they wish. But anyway, enough about me. What have you and the kids been doing at the weekend? And stop. Now, if I wanted to focus more on the skincare, somebody says, well, what are you doing? What do you have? I may say, well, Kaya, would you agree with me? Most people today, especially women, they wish to take care of their skin, look and feel better, while generally improving their health and income at the same time. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Again, you've got to say yes, because that's what we know most women go through in life. And I'll say, well, that's what I'm doing. I've put a company together allowing people, especially women, to get those results if they wish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is beautiful language because we've allowed that person to hear a problem first. We've allowed that person, Kaya, to understand that there is a problem out here first. And this is what I mean. I'm going to break this down. When somebody says to me, what do you do? And I turn around and say, well, would you agree with me, most people? And I lay out, either you have aches and pains or you're concerned about the skincare. When I mention what I think is the problem for most people, when you agree with me, who are you now thinking about, me or yourself?
Thinking about them.
Yeah, you're thinking about the problem that you may have or other people may have, aren't you? You're thinking about the need in the community. Now, if that person at that stage is thinking about themselves, what I'm now going to do is offer a solution. I'm going to say, well, that's what I do. I provide a company allowing people to get those results if they wish. So I've laid a problem out first, backing it up with a solution, but never making you feel like I'm directly telling you what I have. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, there's only three directions that this can go in. Number one, the person will turn around and say this. Well, me and the kids, we've been doing this, this, and this at the weekend. What would that tell you, Kaya?
They just want to talk about them, and they really don't want to hear anything else.
Absolutely. But you never got rejected.
No.
Because it's impossible for you to get rejected. Because the last thing I said to you was, anyway, enough about me. What have the kids been doing lately?
Exactly.
You couldn't turn around and say, oh, Carl, I'm not interested in that. The words don't fit.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't actually hear you reject me.
Uh-huh.
Now, the other thing that can happen here is you turn around to me and you say, hey, Carl, don't worry about the kids. They're fine. But what do you mean about skincare? I looked in the mirror last week and I looked 10 years older. Bingo. They want to know about the product. So you just got interest. So the next thing is you don't turn around and say, well, I'm glad you asked. I can't believe how good I feel. You don't start doing that old sales technique. You turn around and ask questions.
Yeah, okay.
Or they'll turn around and say, what do you mean about making a retirement income? I know my pension's not going to cover it. What are you doing exactly? This means they want to hear about the business. And we go back into the four steps. And a lot of time, Kaya, people say to me, Carl, what do you talk about first? Do you lead with the products or do you lead with the business? And I don't believe you should lead with either. I think you should learn to have general life conversations with people and listen to people. If you learn to ask the right questions and you learn to listen to people, people will tell you what they want to hear about.
Huh?
Kaya, does this all make sense? Does this all fit together?
Oh, it's just fabulous. Yeah, this is going to help so much. I mean, I already feel like I just had a vacation. Yeah, this is great.
Now, I can share with you a way to get leads and prospects for free. But I don't want to throw too much information at you. I don't want to overload you. So let me ask you this. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to ask the group here, first of all. Guys, I'm going to open this up, and I'm going to ask you guys, would you like me to share with you a way to get leads and prospects for free, or would you like me to take some questions and answers now? What would you prefer me to do? And I'm going to open it up. Guys, what would you prefer to do, questions and answers or leads and prospects for free?
Questions and prospects for free.
Okay, I think that was leads and prospects for free. Kaya, what would you prefer to do, some questions and answers or leads and prospects for free?
Leads and prospects.
Okay, all right, there you go. Well, you know what, you guys, you missed a chance there, because what you should have said was, we'll do some questions and answers and we'll ask you how to get leads and prospects for free. All right, that was my joke. Okay. Now, Kaya, let's have a look at this. If I'm going to teach you how to get leads and prospects for free, I want you to work with me on this because I'm going to give you a crazy way of doing this, but I want you to have some fun with me. But before I show you how to do this, you tell me, if you want me to get you leads and prospects for free, what do you think leads and prospects are?
What do I think they are?
Yeah.
They're just people.
Very good. Stop right there. You got it. That's all they are. They're people. So I'm going to teach you how to get as many leads and prospects as you want for free.
Okay.
Today, you probably drive a car, correct?
Correct.
Now, in today's market, you can probably go to the gas station and put $20, $30 in your gas tank easily, correct?
Yep.
Yep. Now, I've noticed something in life. When people go to the gas station, they're normally busy. They're normally in a hurry. They're normally rushing around. And they will drive up to the gas pump, they will get out of their car, they'll put their credit card in the pump, they'll fill up, they'll literally be tapping their foot, and they'll drive away as quick as possible. That's
yeah.
Just people with busy lives. But you and me, Kaya, get paid, or we should get paid very well in network marketing for doing one simple thing in our life, having conversations with people. So from now on, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. And think about this when I teach this to you. You can use this anywhere once you get this idea, not just in a gas station. But when I walk into a gas station, I won't pay on the pump. I'll walk in and I'll go up to the cashier. I will read the cashier's name tag and I'll say, hey, Sam, $10 on number 2, please. And I'll give Sam $10 on my credit card and walk out. Now, I have to fill my car up every other day if I'm only putting $10 in it. So after every other day, I go back to the same gas station. Now, if I walk in 2 days later and say, hey, Sam, $10 on number 2, if I keep doing that every other day, every 2 days, do you think there's a slight possibility that Sam, the cashier, may start to recognize this crazy Englishman coming in every other day?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Now, people tell me sometimes that they have no warm market. They've run out of warm market. But if I'm going into this gas station every couple of days and Sam has got to recognize me, what is Sam starting to become?
Here he is.
Yes, but he's starting to become my warm market because he sees me every other day, so he's starting to get familiar with me. Make sense?
Okay.
Now, after going in for about a week to 2 weeks of buying my gas at this gas station and Sam getting to be familiar with me, as I walk in one day, I'm going to walk up to Sam and say, hey, Sam, $10 on number two, please. And he'll say, sure. And I'll say, listen, Sam, while I'm here, can I ask you if this is appropriate? Listen, I have my own business here locally, and I'm doing some marketing. When I come in next, would it be possible to put a couple of notices on the gas pumps or up in your restroom? Would that be okay? Now, because I'm a regular paying customer of the gas station, and because I've been polite and courteous and always said good morning to Sam, is there just a slight possibility that he may say, sure, okay?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yep. But before he says sure and okay, what question does he have to ask me? Because he has no idea what I do or what I have.
He's going to say, well, what do you do?
There you go. He's going to ask me that question that he should never have asked me. Because as soon as he asks me that, he gives me permission to tell him. And when I tell him, this is all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say, well, Sam, would you agree most people today have a lot of aches and pains, they need more energy, and generally wish to improve their health or income? I guarantee Sam's in one of those categories, and he'll go, yeah. And I go, well, that's what I do. I have a company here locally that lets people get those results. But listen, thanks for letting me put up the notices. I'll see you in a couple of days and walk out. Why do you think, Kaya, I don't ask Sam if he would be interested?
Well, it could possibly just turn him off.
Yes, it could very much turn him off. If I turned around and said, and so how does that sound to you, Sam? Would you be interested, or would you know anybody else? It would turn him off. It would feel like to him that I was just trying to sell him.
Yes.
And the reason why I don't do that as well is I have to put gas in my gas tank the day after next. So I'm going to see Sam again anyway. And if I just put a seed in his head, if he's looked at my flyer, when I walk into his gas station the day after next and say, hey, Sam, good morning, $10 on number two, he's going to say, hey, I was reading that flyer. What do you mean about losing weight? I'd say, why? Are you looking to lose weight? Yeah, I am. How much are you looking to lose? How long's that been going on? See, I'm not going to start presenting my products. I'm going to qualify him.
Okay.
Now, Kaya, if Sam was looking to feel better, look better, and got started on your products, is there a slight, just a slight possibility that he could get a result on your products?
Absolutely.
You bet there is.
Oh, yeah.
If he gets a result on your products, just like you, and becomes a product of the product, is there also a possibility he could see an opportunity to make an income just like you?
Yep.
Yep. See, this is how our business works, through conversations and product results. And if Sam's now using your products, if Sam now sees a business opportunity, well, he's probably going to tell you, you can't put flyers up anymore in his gas station. What do you think he wants to do?
He wants to put up his flyers.
You bet he does. But it's now his flyers which are now your business.
That's right.
Now, in this gas station, there could be 100 or 1,000 people a week going through that gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Your business is being advertised and marketed in front of that amount of people, and you've got the owner or the cashier using your products and in your business, and you did this by pumping gas but just talking to people. But the thing about it is this, what I think is so important. If Sam's now in your business, not only is he putting up your flyers, which are his flyers, but you can actually teach him how to talk to people the correct way without selling. So not only can he expose your business, you can train him what to say in your business.
Right.
Now, you and I probably couldn't afford the billboard advertising space to get that amount of exposure. And if we could learn how to do that properly, we can do it anywhere. Because I'm absolutely amazed when I see network marketers doing things like online banking, paying and going to their ATMs, sending bills in the mail. You need to go to the bank and line up. Instead of getting money out of the ATM, you need to go in and get it from the cashier. Get around more people.
Okay.
And if you learn to talk to more people instead of selling what you have, the opportunity will arise. And if you can do this in one place, if you can do it at a bank, if you could do it in a grocery store, if you could do it in a mall, if you could do it in a salon, if you could do it in one place, where else could you do it?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I really found funny when I started learning how to do this, Kaya? Mm-hmm. I used to buy milk and bananas for my nutritional shakes, and I still do today. But I'd buy the milk in the morning and the bananas in the afternoon. And people used to laugh at me. They'd say, Carl, you must have too much time on your hands. But why do you think I did that? Any idea?
Yeah, I think I have a good idea.
Give me it. What do you think it is?
Looking for prospects.
Yeah, but I'm going to see two different shifts of people.
That's right.
I see the morning shift and the afternoon shift.
Mm-hmm.
I get paid to talk to people.
Yeah.
So how do we create prospects out of thin air? Well, how we do it is, first of all, changing our thinking. Thinking about what does the prospect need? What does the prospect want? How can I talk to them and create interest without selling, pushing? And then having language formulas to work from that attract people to us instead of pushing people away and allowing people to see you in a completely different way than that crazy TV commercial that they normally switch off.
I love it.
Kaya, have you enjoyed this call tonight?
Oh, this is so great.
Listen, if you could sum this up, what have you really learned tonight? And I know I've thrown a lot at you, but what do you feel that you've really learned here tonight?
Well, basically get my priorities straight. I think I was doing everything backwards. And, you know, I use the term share, but I really have not been sharing. I've been just presenting the whole darn line.
Uh-huh.
And I am overwhelming a lot of people. Obviously, if I'm so wiped out at the end of the day, they must be absolutely exhausted at the end of the conversation.
Hey, I'm going to say this to you. Good work. Seriously, very, very good work. You've learned a lot and you've seen a lot tonight, and that just summed it up. And when you said to me about you being exhausted, I very quickly, my intuition told me kind of where you could be getting exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it. That's pretty good work on your part, Claire.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl, so much. This
You're welcome. Listen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, if we've got chance here, I will open this up for some questions in a moment. But before I do that, I would like to offer you, Kaya, and everybody on the call here, three different gifts for you to learn how to do this. Because I really do think it's valuable to learn this language, and I've given you a lot, and it's hard to learn in a short period of time. So I'd like to offer you three free gifts to learn this. And this is what they are, Kaya. This is for you and everybody on the call. Number one, your own personal private coaching call with one of my coaching staff. This will allow you to spend 30 minutes of time, no charge to you at all, to have a personal private call with one of our coaching staff so you can experience coaching and you can work on whatever fits for you, whether it's cold market, warm market, putting a plan together. And I do personally some of these calls myself, not a lot, but some of them. So I will get to probably work with some of you guys personally. So that is the first gift. The second gift, once you've worked with your coach, please tell your coach, could you please send me some scripting for either warm market or cold market, or if you'd like both, both. And your coach will send that to you free of charge, email scripts for warm and cold market. And then we'd like to provide for you $30 worth of free real-time leads for you to practice with. And all you'd say to your coach is, could you please send me the free leads so I can practice what I've learned? So they are three ways for you to, first of all, have some training personally, have some scripting, and then practice what you've learned. How does that sound for you?
Brilliant.
Wonderful. Now, let me just tell you how you and everybody on the call would take advantage of this, and then we'll look to try and grab a couple of quick questions. So all you would do is go to our company website, www.mlmu.com, and you would go to the front page of our website, and you would click on a square in the top right-hand corner that says Get a Free Coaching Call. Now, all you do when you click on that square is you fill in your name, your company name, Young Living, and because I've offered you these free gifts tonight, we need to know you've come from tonight's class. So please type in my name, Carl Wilson, and if anybody invited you here tonight, whether it was a sideline, an upline, a friend, please, next to my name, put their name. So we know that somebody invited you and you came from tonight's call. Now, all we need you to do is go to our website tonight to require these free gifts, and please register. Or, by the latest, Thursday, the 13th of October, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let me just read that out one more time for you. To get those free three gifts, which was a personal private coaching call, scripts for email, warm and cold markets, and $30 worth of free leads, you would just go to our website, www.mlmu.com. In the top right-hand corner, you would click on a square that says Get a Free Coaching Call. You'd fill out your name, your company name, and then how you heard about the call at the bottom. Please type in my name, Carl Wilson, and if somebody invited you, an upline, a sideline, a friend, type in their name so we know you came from tonight's call. Do that tonight, or by the latest, Thursday the 13th of October, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will provide for you that free training and free gifting. And as I say, I do some of these calls myself, and if I get to work with any of you guys personally, it will be a pleasure. But Kaya, listen, I'm going to say to you, thank you for putting your hand up and volunteering. And listen, you've been an absolute pleasure to work with. And listen, request your call, and hopefully you and I can do some extra work together. It would be nice to spend a little bit of time personally together, you and I. And on your form, Kaya, when you fill on the website, okay,
yeah,
when you go to the website tonight, because you've done the work with me here personally, just put on your form, Carl said he would coach me, and then I'll get that request given to me by one of my staff members, and I'll make sure I personally do some extra work with you. How does that sound?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Listen, great work on your part, and what I'd like to do, guys, is open this call up just for a couple of minutes for some questions. Now, if you guys have any questions around tonight's call, please, what I'm going to try and do is obviously have a clear line here. So if you don't have questions, keep your phone on star 6 and try and keep the background noise down and respect everybody else, and hopefully we can get a couple of questions. But I have one for all you guys. Has everybody enjoyed tonight's call? Have you guys enjoyed tonight's call?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. Good, good. Now, we've got a couple of brief moments here before we end tonight's call. If any of you have any questions about tonight's call, or if you would like me to recap anything, please call out a first name, and I'll be happy to take a couple of quick questions.
Denise.
Yes, is that a Denise?
Yes.
Yes, hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi.
Sounds like we got that echo back.
Yeah.
What question could I help you with, ma'am?
Well, I tuned in maybe 15 minutes into it, and it was fascinating, but I just wanted to make sure that I got the 5 steps. One is the interest, 2 is qualify, and what was the third one? Is it
the third one, Denise, was close.
Close.
Close. And the fourth one was presentation.
Okay, good.
Now, if you just jumped into the call 15 minutes in, what I would recommend you do is obviously make sure you get your coaching call, and when you work with your coach, tell them that you was on the call with me and you missed the first 15 minutes and you'd like to work on some language training, and the coach will do some work with you on the language training, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Denise. Guys, any other questions I can help you with at all? Any questions at all, just call out your first name, and I'll be happy to try and take a couple of quick questions. Well, that means you guys must have learned everything. So who would like to do some role play with me? I'm only joking. Guys, are there any questions at all, or basically?
Yes. I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Robin. I'm just looking at the two first part, interest and qualifying. To me,
yes,
they seem very similar.
Yes. Well, basically, let me just expand on that a little bit for you. The interest really is just that, Robin. It's getting the interest. It's getting that person's curiosity. But to me, the interest is just a little piece, a little teeny piece of the puzzle. Really, the key component in here is the qualify. And you may think that the qualifying is similar to the interest, but the qualifying does a little bit more. And what I was saying to Kaya tonight was it gets a little bit sophisticated, and this is why I recommend you have a personal call, because some people learn quicker than others. But part of the qualifying is really to start to ask specific questions and then listen to reactions to really see where that person's head is. Because as you ask certain qualifying questions, without the prospect knowing, you're really finding out if you have a serious candidate or someone that's just kicking tires. And that's where the second stage really develops a skill set. Does that make sense, Robin? You there, Robin? Well, did that make sense? Did you make sense to you, Robin? Looks like I lost you. Did that make sense to anybody else out there?
Yeah.
Yes, wonderful, good. Well, listen, guys, I'm going to thank you all for your time tonight and for being out here tonight. I hope you've all enjoyed the class. And if we get to work with any of you personally, myself, make sure you tell me you was on the call. And listen, again, thank you for being on the class tonight. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.